Welcome to Go Deeper Artists, an extension of Wyndham Art Gallery's podcast channel, part of our Go Deeper program that provides an in-depth look at each of our exhibitions. Today you are listening to an abridged recording between curator Caroline Evanshade and Nina Sanadez about her photograph Monumental Shift, featured in this year's Wyndham Art Prize. This photograph is an installation of remnants by Soviet sculptor Valentin Torpidas and part of a larger body of work that Sanadez has been doing to explore a collective memory.
So my name is Nina Sanadze, and I'm a visual artist based in St. Kilda in Melbourne. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional custodians of the land on which I work and live, and recognize the continuing connection to land, water, and community. I pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging.
Nina, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your words. Your work, Monumental Shift, has been included in the Wyndham Art Prize 2020. Could you tell us a little bit about the work, the context, and how you came up with the idea?
My work submitted to this exhibition, it presents a studio archive of a prominent Soviet monumental sculptor, Valentin Torpidas, who lived in Georgia in the middle of the 20th century. And he happened to be our neighbor and a very close family friend. In this work presented about 100 plaster mold models and fragments of his works, and that's what the archive consists of. And so the title, Monumental Shift, refers to the recent move of this archive from Georgia to Melbourne, to Australia, since I was able to acquire it from the family. And it refers to its geographical displacement, as well as describing the fall of the Soviet Union and the consequent fall of such Soviet propaganda art from its grandeur into cultural irrelevance, really.
It's parts of monuments, so of course they are monumental in size, but that weight emotionally and mentally would have been monumental as well within this space.
There are all these other different perspectives and angles, you know, the love that went into crafting these sculptures and this incredible magnitude of them. And yet, you know, me living here in Australia now and in this individualist society versus Torpidas, who was this political artist, it's really interesting just looking, working within these completely different societies and political systems and yet still making this art and just trying to create beauty really as a language. There is a lot of beauty in his monuments that now with passing of time, it's just like looking at, I don't know, Roman sculptures or sculptures of some horrific emperors maybe, awful leaders, but what we see is art as well. So there is always that question, art of who? Who we're looking at? Does it matter? You know, what would, of course it does. And then there is also a form of art and the beauty of it that kind of negates the horror of what it might represent. So these are all kind of interesting questions that are all kind of hidden in there. Plus the added beauty of this almost decay that almost fetishized in here. But it's not just for the sake of decay, but for the kind of the symbolic meaning of how, of things ending. And even now, like living in this time of quarantine, it feels like something is finishing. So it's just commenting on our fragility and impermanence of things.
In general, would you say that this work is reflective of your whole creative practice, or is this like a piece of what you do?
It is quite reflective of my practice, and it's very much where it's going, deepening into that area, into exploration of public vestiges. I looked into public spaces and monuments and architecture and how it reflects the psychology of people that live within that, how the power structures operate and how that's projected and manifested in what we have in public spaces. Not as a political artist just commenting on anything happening in the world. It's always from my own private experience. It's really consistent with my practice.
With your practice, how long would you say that you've been working in the arts?
I studied in Moscow in 1992 to 96. I have an honors degree in book design and illustration. So it started then when in my early 20s. And so I then became a theater stage designer and a book illustrator for years, mainly book illustrator and children's books. So it's not directly related to what I'm doing now. And since 2009, and even before then, I started really making sculptures and, you know, intermittent with having children. Sort of last 3 years, I've been really making a lot of work, something I must have bottled up during my motherhood years.
Nina, it's been lovely speaking to you. Thank you for taking the time. And again, congratulations on being a finalist in this year's Wyndham Art Prize.
We hope you enjoy learning more about this work and that you'll tune in for future interviews with some of our other Wyndham Art Prize 2020 finalists.